The Name of Jesus, a compilation.
The name of Jesus is the most powerful name there is. God gave Jesus the name that is above every name. Why is this name so powerful? It is because of the sacrifice he made through living a perfect life, dying a sinner's death, and being resurrected. Jesus made a way for all of humanity to be saved and made right with God. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. The literal name Jesus is not inherently powerful. It is powerful because of Jesus Christ, the person, God incarnate, who made a way for our salvation. When we talk about the name of Jesus, we are talking about Jesus himself, his character, and the things he does. Because of Jesus' sacrifice, God gave him the most powerful name there is. Philippians 2:8-11 says, "And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." The name of Jesus compels us to worship him and bring glory to God. Each person will one day come face to face with Jesus and will confess that he is Lord. It requires faith to believe in the power of Jesus' name. Without faith, his name will not be powerful. With faith, the name of Jesus is the most powerful name there is. We are instructed in the Bible to pray in the name of Jesus and with his authority. In John 14:14, Jesus says, "If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it." As believers, we are fully convinced of the power within the name of Jesus. When we pray, we have the power of Jesus at work within us. Our lives as Christians are lived from a place of acknowledging the power in Jesus' name. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. The powerful name of Jesus makes it possible for all people to be saved, healed, and delivered. Psalm 115:1 reminds us, "Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory, for the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness." CompellingTruth.org. In the name of Jesus. There are several verses in the Bible where Jesus says, "If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." Or, "Whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he will give it you." Jesus told his disciples to pray in his name. But since Jesus also said, "I and my Father are one," what does praying in his name mean? It means that we have the right to come to the Father through Jesus and because of what he's done for us. If you are born again, you are coming to the Father in Jesus' right, in his name. We are able to approach God in Jesus' name because the Lord has already given us the invitation. Jesus has already invited us to pray to him, to come to the Father in his name, because they are one. In other words, We already have that relationship with Jesus, and every time we pray, we are coming before the Father in His name. It's not merely a formality depending on certain words, but it's the personal relationship with Him that counts. There's a verse about Jesus in Isaiah that says, "And His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." There are a lot of other names that are used in the Old and New Testament. Lord, Christ, Messiah, Emmanuel, Son of Man, Son of God, Son of David, the Word, the Lamb of God. Although Jesus has many names or titles, the Way, Love, Peace, Truth, Life, Light, and although He is all of those things, and they, in a sense, are some of His names, the Bible tells us that we can call specifically on the name of Jesus. The disciples said, "Lord, teach us to pray," and He gave them the Lord's Prayer, which is considered the prayer that Jesus gave not only to those disciples, but to Christians down throughout the ages. The disciples already knew Jesus personally, and that certainly wasn't the only time He taught them to pray. The verses about praying in His name were from times that He was teaching His disciples how to pray. Those who know Jesus and have accepted Him as their Savior can pray in His name, and in His authority, and what His name represents. Jesus said, "No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." We can't even come to the Father except through Jesus. We have no right to come to the Father except through Jesus. When you truly come to know Jesus and understand who He is and what He has done for us, you want to pray in His name, the name of Jesus. David Brandt Berg. Significance of the name. If ever a name was packed with significance, it is the name Jesus. Scripture says Jesus has been given the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Why is our Lord's name so powerful? What does the name Jesus mean? The name Jesus, announced to Joseph and Mary through the angels, means Yahweh saves, or Yahweh is salvation. The meaning of Jesus' name, Yahweh saves, reveals His mission to save and deliver, and His identity as Savior of the world. The name of Jesus is important because of its meaning and because of whom it represents. There is power and authority in the person of Christ Jesus. And of course, the person is designated by the name. More so than with other names, we associate the name of Jesus with His distinctive character, quality, and work, as seen in the following biblical truths. Salvation is in the name of Jesus alone. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. Forgiveness of sins is received through the name of Jesus. All the prophets testify about Him, that everyone who believes in Him receives forgiveness of sins through His name. Believers are baptized in the name of Jesus. Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Jesus teaches believers to pray in His name, that is, to pray in his authority, the type of prayer that he would pray. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. In the Bible, when people spoke or acted in the name of Jesus, they did so as the Lord's representatives with his authority. The very life of the believer is to be lived in the name of Jesus, and by doing so, bring glory to God. We pray this so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you, and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. GotQuestions.org. All in the name. I recently read an article about how the sound of certain words can affect our emotions. Unsurprisingly, words like accept, bountiful, embrace, glow, humor, laugh, play, left the subjects feeling positive. In the same way, hearing the name of a loved one can make us feel happy. When I hear Jesus, I can't help but smile. The mere sound of his name brings up everything that he is. My closest friend, an ever-present guide and conscience, the source of my strength, and a true confidant who knows even my innermost fears, hopes, and thoughts. The Bible encourages us to pray about everything. I try to take that advice quite literally, and as a result, Jesus becomes a part of every bit of my life. A few days ago, I was mulling over an important personal decision. Whatever I decided would be irrevocable and have long-lasting consequences. I felt the pressure and responsibility growing. As I was trying to come to a conclusion, I suddenly heard a voice inside me say, "Why worry? Jesus is here." The sound of his name changed my entire perspective. I remembered that Jesus wanted to help me decide, and that if I asked him, I could trust that he would guide me on the right path. I was reminded of a childhood song that says, "There is power in the name of Jesus." As I've grown up, I've realized how true this is. Jesus' name carries his unique purpose within it. Jesus, meaning God with us, reflects his identity, his divinity, his purpose as our Savior. And that's why his name is so precious, Jesus. It's all in the name. Sukanya Kuma Sinya.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.